Explorer Hero Sylvia Earle by Edward Ortiz. Beneath the Pacific Ocean, 210 miles southwest of Guam, lies the Marianas Trench, a gouge in the ocean floor 1,800 meters deeper than Mount Everest is tall. In 1960, explorers Jacques Picard, the uncle of Bertrand Picard, and Don Walsh took the bathyscape Treece to the very floor of the Marianas Trench, where they spent 20 minutes looking around. They reported seeing fully 7 miles deep a flounder-like creature. Since that one expedition, for logistical reasons, no one has followed up on the exploration of Picard and Walsh. However, if anyone is going to do it, it will be the distinguished marine biologist Sylvia Earle, ambassador to the world's oceans. Affectionately called her Deepness, or the Sturgeon General, Earle is a seasoned aquanaut who holds the depth record for a solo dive 1,250 feet. Earle co-founded the company Deep Ocean Engineering and is a recipient of numerous awards and honorary degrees. She founded the Sustainable Seas Project, which is currently conducting a series of explorations of the United States marine sanctuaries. And she currently serves as a scholar and explorer in residence for the National Geographic Society. Most importantly, Earle is a tireless advocate for marine conservation and for fostering public awareness of the perils to ocean ecosystems caused by overfishing and pollution. Sylvia Earle was born on August 30, 1935, in Gibbstown, New Jersey. She's always been motivated by an intense curiosity of the sea. Young Earle found that during family trips to the Jersey shore, a vast world of magical wonder awaited her at the water's edge. When her parents moved to Florida, Earle turned the Gulf of Mexico into her own backyard of discovery. Earle describes the experience as a, quote, living on the edge of the great unknown every day. At 16, Earle attempted her first dive. More than 6,000 hours of diving time were to follow in her brilliant career. Some of Earle's diving pursuits are legendary. In 1968, Earle was part of an expedition to descend into the ocean in the first modern submersible without a lockout chamber. 4 months pregnant, Earle became the first woman scientist to gaze through the porthole of a submersible. 2 years later, at the same time that astronauts were landing on the moon, Earle participated in the Navy's Tektite project. Funded jointly by the Navy and NASA, the Tektite project saw Earle leading the first team of women aquanauts on a 2-week underwater expedition, where invaluable research would add to the body of knowledge concerning deep water ecostructures, as well as the detailed effects of prolonged underwater habitation on the human body. During this project, she noted the damaging effects of man-made pollutants and global warming on delicate coral reefs, a vital part of the complex underwater food chain. This observation confirmed Earle's fears about the human destruction of underwater ecosystems. When queried as to her opinion of the greatest threat to the world's oceans, Earle responded, quote, ignorance, lack of understanding, a failure to relate our destiny to that of the sea. Overfishing is one issue where Earle's displeasure is most ardent. It's no longer shocking to hear news of the many marine species being overfished to the extent that their existence is threatened. One example is the sad case of bluefin tuna, which inhabit the Indian Ocean. Since the first bluefin census in 1970, the population of these fish has shrunk to 1/10 of its size. Another example of human depredation of the ocean is the method of shrimp harvesting. Shrimping trawlers scrape everything off the ocean bottom, including plants and other fish, simply to pick out the shrimp and discard the rest. Earle compares trawling for shrimp to clear-cutting an entire forest just to get to the squirrels. Earle is a proponent of sea farming. She considers the harvesting of wild fish an inefficient use of the marine food chain. She believes this to be a crucial time in the development of the oceans and our relationship with it. In her compelling and informative biography, Sea Change, Earle offers a blueprint for change that involves reversal of damaging governmental policy issues, the creation of marine sanctuaries, and awareness of the benefits of sea farming. She also advocates individual changes in eating habits. She herself no longer eats seafood. As a result of her fascination with the dark depths of the ocean floor, Earl started Deep Ocean Engineering with her colleague and former husband, Graham Hawks. This firm was instrumental in the development of deep water robots and submersibles. The exploration of the Marianas Trench has always been one of Earl's goals. At present, the technology exists for a dive to 20,000 feet, a little more than half the depth of the trench. Earl has already seen what few divers dream of, and she's tempted what few marine biologists could imagine. At record-breaking depths of 3,000 feet, Earl has seen the lattice-like patterns of brilliant starfish decorating the unexplored seafloor, as well as the dazzling bioluminescence of deep water ecosystems. Earl likens jumping into the ocean to, quote, jumping into minestrone, but all the little bits are swimming around. She often says that every little spoonful of the ocean is full of life. Even below the reach of sunlight, ocean plants thrive, nourished by a process called chemosynthesis, a counter to the process of photosynthesis, by which land plants live. To Earl, who spent countless hours in the company of sea creatures, fish are like humans, in that each one is different. Over the course of her career, Earl has marked the devastating effects of man-made pollutants on ocean life. Earl describes the ocean as, quote, a balance sheet out of balance. She believes that by telling people about the symphony of life that exists in the ocean, she'll be able to make people understand how crucial it is at this moment for human beings to change the way they treat the seas. She says that one important impetus for our making drastic changes should be concern for ourselves, since the Earth's climate is governed by the ocean. 97% of the Earth's water is ocean, so it's absolutely crucial that in order to keep the Earth a habitable place for humans, the oceans must remain as they have slowly evolved over the millennia, that is, with every spoonful still full of life. Sylvia Earle's advocacy for the fate of the oceans makes her a true ambassador and champion of the world's most precious resource. Sylvia Earle is currently president and chief executive officer of Deep Ocean Technology and Deep Ocean Engineering in Oakland, California.